Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
European leaders are struggling to manage the massive influx of refugees from the Middle East. After the image became public of a drowned Syrian toddler washed up on the shores of Turkey, British Prime Minister David Cameron offered to house more refugees in the UK.
We are proposing that Britain should resettle up to 20,000 Syrian refugees over the rest of this parliament.
Similar announcements from France and, of course, from Germany. But apart from the humanitarian imperative to help refugees who are fleeing war, there's also an argument for Europe's self-interest. Europe's aging population needs an influx of young workers, and the migrants fleeing horror in the Middle East could be just that workforce. That's according to my next guest, Philippe Legrand. He's a visiting senior fellow at the London School of Economics European Institute. He was an economic advisor to the president of the European Commission from 2011 to 2014. And he's also author of European Spring, Why Our Economies and Politics Are in a Mess, and How to Put Them Right. Philippe, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd.
So you say that Europe shouldn't resist the influx of migrants. We've seen barbed wire fences going up. We've seen debates over how many thousands will go here and there. You say this is just the economic shot in the arm that Europe needs.
Well, you're right to point out that the number of refugees arriving, or at least asylum seekers arriving, is larger than before. But in the context of a European population of more than 500 million, the fact that 340,000 people have arrived without permission so far this year is actually relatively small and manageable. In fact, it's 0.07% of the EU population. So we're not actually talking about something which is going to dramatically change the shape of the European economy. But it is true that Europe has an aging society and a shrinking working age population. Roughly speaking, Europe's working age population is shrinking by around 1 million people a year, and the number of retired people is increasing by roughly 2 million people a year. And therefore, these asylum seekers and refugees can also play a very valuable role as workers, as taxpayers, very often also as innovators and entrepreneurs who can boost growth and help cope with an aging society.
So what does all that mean? Not enough workers to support the pensions, the health care, and the retirements of an aging population? We have this problem in the U.S., of course.
Sure. In Europe, though, the demographic trends are more dramatic than they are in the States. And also, we have much more generous government pension systems, and therefore the impact on public finances is much greater.
And you say further that the types of migrants who are coming now demographically in terms of their age and their willingness to work are just the type of people that Europe needs for this engine if they would realize it.
Absolutely. I mean, the people arriving, like most migrants, the people arriving in Europe now are mostly young. Clearly, they are brave and enterprising since they've risked their lives in order to get to Europe. And they're just the sort of people who you'd want to welcome into society because they're people who are not only seeking refuge in Europe, but also trying to better their lives and get ahead.
So what does it take, Philippe Legrand, to convince Europeans across the continent that this is economic caffeine coming into the country and not a foreign wave of immigrants that they should fear?
I think it's very striking, the response you're seeing in Germany. Clearly, it's partly about a humanitarian response of concern for desperate people. But it's also because there is a realization there of the economic benefits of migrants to an aging and shrinking population. Germany has the oldest population in Europe. Its population has been falling quite rapidly for the past decade. So there's much greater awareness there than in other places. And I think perhaps Germany is the wave of the future.
A lot of workers in Germany and France and UK and the other countries in Europe, however, might worry that, yes, perhaps we need a lot more younger workers, but I don't want to have my wages undercut. I don't want a bunch of competition for the wages that I'm already working for. And this is simply going to drive the value of the labor market down.
Well, first of all, in terms of the numbers arriving now, It's a drop in the ocean, so you're not going to see an impact on local wages from an extra 340,000 people this year, or indeed from an extra million people this year. In any case, economic studies overwhelmingly show new arrivals have scarcely any impact at all on local people's wages. For the most part, they don't compete directly in the labour market with local people. They do different jobs, and they don't just fill jobs, they also create them when they spend their wages and in complementary lines of work. So there's nothing to worry about.
Parts of Europe gradually are agreeing to take tens of thousands of migrants, refugees from the Middle East just this week. In other parts, fences going up, barbed wire fences in Hungary and perhaps elsewhere. Philippe Legrand says that these immigrants are just the boost that Europe's economy needs. Philippe Legrand, thank you.
Thank you.
Philippe Legrand is a visiting senior fellow at the London School of Economics European Institute.